AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Pentagon's warning a forthcoming bombing campaign will be the most intense of the Iran war. And it Donahue reports President Trump's not sounding compromising.
President Trump was on social media mentioning unconditional surrender for Iran and apparently ruling out talks to end the war. The president wrote, after Iran's surrender and the selection of a great and acceptable leader, the U.S. and its allies would help rebuild Iran, making it economically bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. Iran's foreign minister Abbas Arachki tells NBC's Tom Yamas they aren't looking for a ceasefire.
When we negotiated with them twice, and every time they attacked us at the middle of negotiations, so there is no request for a ceasefire by us.
Arachki says Iran upgraded missiles after the last war because they learned lots of lessons.
And we are prepared for any other eventuality, even, a ground invasion.
Iran state television reports a leadership council has started discussing how to convene the country's assembly of experts, which will select the...
It is early Saturday in Tehran, and Israel says it's begun a broad wave of strikes on the Iranian capital. Israeli warplanes have also been bombing southern Lebanon and the capital Beirut, going after the militant group Hezbollah. Iran has still managed to launch retaliatory strikes against Israel and Gulf countries. Explosions and sirens in Tel Aviv Friday as Israeli defenses intercepted incoming missiles. Oil prices shot to their highest since 2023. That and an unexpectedly weak jobs report sent stocks to more heavy losses to close a losing week. On the day, the Dow dropped more than 450 points, or 0.9%. The S&P dropped 1.3%, the Nasdaq 1.6%. As for that jobs report, the Labor Department says U.S. employers cut 92,000 in February. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4%. This is AP News. Recordings of more than 100 911 calls offer a disturbing picture of conditions at the nation's largest Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention facility outside El Paso, Texas. Mike Hempen has details.
Overcrowding, medical neglect, malnutrition, and emotional distress. The detainees describe a camp in which an average of 3,000 people a day live in unsanitary conditions. Most of the 911 calls are made by medical staffers. Some about detainees having suicidal thoughts or getting into fights.
He does seem like he was kicked in the ear. And it does look swollen.
Detainee advocates and some members of Congress have called for the camp's closure. But a Homeland Security spokesperson says in an email that Camp East Montana is cleaned regularly and detainees receive food, water, and medical treatment. I'm Mike Hempen.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.